All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an interesting question. This day and age, with everything that's going on with the coronavirus and everything that happened last night.
But no, we're
gonna,
kidding.
We're going to get it going on The Usual Suspects for the next 3 hours, so we're going to need you to participate. We'll have an open discussion. Tyler Scott is here, filling in for Nick as Nick fills in for Barry for the second day. And I am here as well as we take you till 4 p.m. on The Usual Suspects and talk about everything coronavirus, sports-wise, and otherwise, because as much scrutiny as we received over the last couple days about, are you guys still talking about this? Now you can see why.
Yeah, all the arguments that we've made, including myself, about this not being a big deal, has all been absolutely smashed.
Blown
out of the water. If you don't think this is a big deal, or look, and I still don't encourage anybody to panic, but if you don't think that this is something you need to take a precaution for, you're absolutely insane. You're absolutely insane. This is serious, and I guess I don't know where we could start. I guess the Rudy Gobert situation would be a good place.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that was the one that got me. Taylor and I were at the gym. We got home, and while I'm eating dinner, I pop open the computer to see what's going on as I put the TV on, and I see Royce Young, who is the OKC beat reporter, and he starts talking about the fact weird things are going on at the game right now, and he starts talking about the fact that the referees are meeting and the team doctor for OKC came sprinting onto the court, and now the game has been delayed and they've sent both teams back to the locker room. I'm going, what? So I told Lisa, hey, flip on the Utah Oklahoma City game because I have league pass, and she put that on, and it was just a massive confusion and people wondering what the hell was going on. Then the media tried to go back into the player tunnel in the locker room hallway, and they were immediately instructed to get back into the bowl of the arena. And that's when you knew it's on another level.
Yeah, because that just elevates the fear like times 10, right? Like you can't. My favorite thing about this whole situation is, and I tweeted this before the show, is the fact that people are more concerned about money and sporting events than actually taking precaution. Like the University of Houston, I was tweeting about that. I'm a UH alum, so I can absolutely say that. Anybody on that nasty, filthy excuse of a campus right now is dumb. That's an international commuter school. I would be 125 miles away from the University of Houston. And my favorite conversation is with former employee Kirsten, who is without a doubt the least objective and most delusional University of Houston fan that they have, and saying that they shouldn't shut down the school. Are you kidding me? The NBA, the NFL, I love Kirsten.
Every major sports league, right?
They're all shutting it down, and you want the University of Houston to be open. Get out of here. Man, I've seen some of the bathrooms on that campus. There's probably coronavirus all being manufactured in some of those bathrooms on that campus.
I think the big thing, too, getting back to the Gobert situation is, you know, you got a guy that's got a big personality. He's a 7-footer. He's got a big personality. But then the story starts surfacing that 2 days earlier when they banned the media in the locker room and you had to do your press availability in the press conference room. He did his press conference with the media, and then kiddingly, because they were talking about the coronavirus, thought he would be cute to touch every microphone and every recorder in the room with a smile on his face. Never thinking for a moment it was going to backfire and bite him in the butt. Not only then does he get the flu, but then it comes out that as part of what he was doing, like childishly playing around with the potential of coronavirus, he also did the similar things in the locker room with his teammates. And now all of a sudden, Donovan Mitchell, arguably the Jazz's best player, also comes down with the coronavirus.
Yeah, and the only positive from that situation is that I think they've done a total of 58 tests in that organization. All of them have tested negative, with an exception of Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
So that's a good I mean, look, obviously it's spreading. So you do what you can when it's within your organization, your team, your family, whatever the case may be. I mean, just, you know, I saw a tweet from Evan Fournier. He said he called Rudy Gobert. Apparently, he's in good spirits, and that's good. I mean, we want the guy to, as much as Houston hates Utah, I mean, we obviously want the guy to be healthy. We don't want the guy to be sick, but you have to take those precautions. And it's one thing for someone like me who probably travels 2, 3, maybe 4 times a year. How many times does Rudy Gobert travel?
Well, and the other thing, look, and here's my thing with the NBA. Kudos to them, because so many leagues, and as to your tweet, too many people were too concerned with financial responsibilities and the potential for lost revenue. Not enough people focused on the real issue at hand, because when you look at the NBA, it sets up perfectly for a league to be able to do the right thing. You only got about 18 games left in the regular season. So you know what the smart thing to do is? Scrap the rest of the regular season. The 16 teams that would have made the playoffs as of last night, you're in. Now you buy yourself some time. Playoffs weren't supposed to start till April 15th, okay? So now you wait it out. You let your players, you know, whatever they got to do. Because we're talking about not just a Jazz Thunder game last night with two guys being tested positive, but you're talking about all the guys they've had come in contact with. Crazy thing was Donovan McNabb went to a high school in Oklahoma City, got shots up and took selfies with kids that knew he was there. Then you talk about the referees that did any Utah games or the teams that the Jazz played in the last, you know, 4 to 5 days. And you're talking about a whole bigger mass of people. Do you have to quarantine all those people? You got to do those things? Well, guess what? You just bought yourself until April 15th. Hopefully by then, as a world, because this is not just a United States thing. This is a worldwide thing.
Absolutely.
If the world can get their arms around this thing and try and get it under control by April 15th or whenever you decide to pick it back up, you pick it back up at the most exciting time of the year for NBA basketball, playoffs. Guess what? Whether there's fans in the gym or not, people are going to be watching. People are going to be excited. It's going to be a big deal. And you don't have to worry about rescheduling games and all those other things. And you can move forward from a positive perspective as opposed to all these leagues now. Baseball still isn't making a decision. The damn ACC waited until the last possible minute to cancel their tournament. Exactly. When every other tournament in the country was like, no, we out.
Yeah. Nah, I can't believe it. I know it's a tough decision because there are dollars being involved. But look, at this point, you gotta do whatever it takes. And look, guys like stars, they have to be accessible. That's the whole point, right? That's what make leagues good. Like, we commend leagues that make their star players accessible. So a guy like Donovan McNabb and Donovan Mitchell, who absolutely is a guy that is good with fans. He absolutely takes pictures. He gives autographs. Of course he's going to be that guy. So, I mean, these stars have to be, and I'm talking, and you know, stars more than maybe someone on the bench is probably going to have to be looked at closer because of his accessibility and the fact that he's interacting with people more, not just because he's the better player, because he's interacting with more people. You got to take precautions, man. For Rudy Gobert, I can kind of see why he did that joke. I also tweeted out that I feel like it's a culture thing. I feel like that wouldn't fly here, but maybe other cultures would. But at the same time, I don't think he knew. Like, when I first saw the video, I thought he knew he had the coronavirus, but he didn't know.
I don't know who said it, but there was a little blurb on ESPN that said players privately told sources that he was being careless in the locker room. He was touching other players. He was touching everything else. And
that's what I said. I said, I mentioned it just a few minutes ago because of the fact that it's one thing to say you touched everybody's microphone and everybody's recorder. But they said in the locker room, almost like he continued the joke, like, you got coronavirus
but this is
now.
Before he knew.
Right. He didn't know he had it.
Okay.
But that's the worst thing, is that you go into a situation thinking, oh, I'm going to make a big joke of this, and then the joke's on you when you get it, but it's more serious than just a joke. Because to Tyler's point, he's like, oh, you got coronavirus. Or I'm going to, you know, he's going to touch your stuff and go into your lockers and do all this stuff. And now that this thing is as big an a pandemic as it is, and a big epidemic that everybody's worried about, now you got guys in the locker going, look, dude, I love him. He's a good dude. But come on, man, you should have been smarter than that.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. And that's why I think he looked so down, because when they found out that I think he tested positive. If I'm not mistaken, I think Chris Paul approached him to
he approached the bench. He was never in the building last night.
But someone told Chris Paul to stay away.
Yeah, no. So they have video of it. He walked across center court when everybody was still confused about what was going on in the game last night. And he said to Joe Ingles, he goes, hey, man, what's up with Rudy? And he was like, no. He goes, but don't come near me. Don't come over to the side of the bench.
Oh, my
don't
God.
Don't come over anything like that. And then Chris Paul was like, whoa. And that's how it got even weirder, because the media was still in the building last night, and so were both teams. They didn't know what to do with both teams, because literally they should be quarantined. So the Thunder ended up in their own city being quarantined. The Jazz also, at a separate hotel, was quarantined. The Jazz got to their hotel. They didn't get out of the building till 1 a.m., and they didn't play the game. Then they all got quarantined in a hotel, and they were still there trying to figure out, waiting on test results, if they could leave or not. And then because of the two positive tests, they were anticipating having to have two planes. If they do try to go back to Salt Lake City, those that tested positive on one, those that didn't on the other, so that they could try and at least get them back in their home city. That's how crazy all of this has gotten.
Golly, I would have never expected in my lifetime for something like this to happen. Because look, I'm old enough to have gone through, and you are too, what SARS, Ebola was around, mm-hmm. Bird flu. The
swine flu.
Swine flu. We're all old enough to have gone through all this, and nothing has, you can't say it was the media, because the media was around, and social media was around for some of those, man. Don't act like it's just the media blowing this out of proportion. It's spreading. It's literally spreading.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't turn the other cheek to this, or just say it's just like the flu, or I'm going to be fine. You don't know that, and you border on caution as opposed to border on just being careless, and then finding out that this is way too big for anybody to handle, and then it's too late, or you're in dire straits. So it's something that you got to focus on. And you mentioned the financial aspect of it. Everybody's out there commenting on it. Charles Barkley had a comment this morning I want to get to in a little bit, because there's a lot of things I agree with Charles, and there's one thing that I don't. And that's something that we can discuss on the air too, because it's a big deal, and everybody's got to pay attention to it. And that's what we're going to probably end up doing today for the majority of the show. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Let us know what you think and how you're dealing with all of this. You can tweet that number. You can text that number. You can also reach us on Twitter, where it is at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. And then Tyler, you are at
Tyler Drew Scott.
Tyler Drew Scott. So the three of us are going to be here till 4 o'clock. So hopefully you will be too. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I switched to Infuse about 3.5 years ago. I just re-upped with them, and you can do the same. You can save tons of money over your previous energy provider, and you can get great customer service along the way. They got a 5 out of 5 star rating with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. That's the best you can get. And quite honestly, that's what they're going to be, honest with you. They're going to tell you the truth. They're going to ask you questions, and they're going to pinpoint the best rate and the best deal they can possibly give you. Whether you go infuseenergy.com or better yet, call them 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You get a human being on the phone, not an automated system. You ask them as many questions as they ask you, and at the end of the conversation, you end up getting a great deal and a great rate. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit off your first bill, and it goes from there. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Do what I did, infuse energy into your life.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Segment 2, getting underway on The Usual Suspects on a very different kind of day here in the big city of H-Town. It's Nick in for Barry, it's Tyler in for Nick, and it's myself, Joel, as we roll till 4 o'clock. I said the NBA was very proactive, because the minute that this thing started going down, after they already had a Board of Governors call in the afternoon trying to figure out how to proactively get out in front of this thing, I commend, and Nick, and you and I were texting along the way, I commend Commissioner Adam Silver because he got out in front of this enough to say, no matter what the plan came out of that phone conference yesterday, once the game and once the potential to having a player test positive came to the forefront, it was time to shut it down. They did. They did the right thing. Now I'm going to tell you some an organization or a university doing the same thing and one better. Top ranked in the entire country, Kansas. Number one team in America has withdrawn from the NCAA tournament. At that point, NCAA, you can't drag your feet anymore. You can't worry more about money than the people involved. And Nick, to your point with U of H and everybody that's trying to say they should play the games, you just had a decision made for you.
Or have classes. Or attend the school, especially a commuter school like the University of Houston. And I do commend Adam Silver because, look, when it comes down to big decisions, I feel like he's the least hesitant of all the commissioners. Like when Don Sterling's news came out, that's a big decision. The first thought was, is he gonna soft play this? Is he gonna take this seriously? He did not even hesitate. He put a lifetime ban on an owner. Not something like that has never been done before. So for him to do this, I absolutely commend him. And you know what? I commend Kansas for pulling out of
It's huge because here's the thing. This is a time when everyone needs leadership. From the president of the United States to all the world leaders to all the people that are in charge of the major leagues, the NCAA, all these different bodies, right? But it's one thing to say you're a leader because you got a leadership position. It's another thing to lead when you're in a compromised position. The fact that people at Kansas made a decision like this, Adam Silver made a decision like he did, it says something because you take the NCAA and all the scrutiny they've gotten because of all the screw-ups and slip-ups they've made along the way. They had a chance to make it right. But you know what they thought about? This is our cash cow. This is our billion-dollar revenue generator. We don't want to lose this. And it was primarily based around the TV deal, right?
Right, 100%, because all the revenue that comes along with it. I mean,
crazy thing is, Nick, unlike the Olympics, in which in the bylaws of the agreements, it says if you suspend, you have to the Olympics has to be played out in the year that it was supposed to be. So if you suspend it in August, you only have a few months before you can't, it's just canceled. With the NCAA tournament, much like the NBA, you could say, okay, we're stepping away. It's not canceled, it's suspended. At any time, in the next couple of months, if they do find a way to corral this virus, you can pick it back up. You can play the games. You can make the money. And chances are you can have people in the seats. But because you're so worried about your money, you look asinine because you couldn't make a decision.
Yeah, I know. Look, the Olympics, there's expected to be 12,000 athletes. Just athletes. I'm not talking visitors, viewers, spectators, fans. I'm just talking specifically athletes. So I don't see how you don't cancel that. Now, the NFL, and I can kind of look, it's obviously a tough decision because even a multi-billion dollar league like the NFL has already come out and said, we don't have any plans to postpone it. And I can see why they're doing that because they still have some time. They're probably hoping, keeping their fingers crossed, that maybe most of this is eradicated before the league year starts. And they have some time. I mean, it's advantage NFL right now, but MLB, NBA, NHL, the college, NCAA, you don't really have that time. You have to make a decision. You have to make a decision quick. And like I said, we always go back to the money part, but it just makes the dynamic that much more difficult when you have to consider it. But it's still kind of an easy decision to make. You got to make the right decision. It's going to spread.
Mark Emmert's the head of the NCAA. Mark Emmert's an idiot because Mark Emmert is only thinking, he's not thinking about human lives. He's not thinking about how major of a catastrophe this could be. He's not thinking about the student athlete who's not a paid professional like the NBA or all the leagues that we mentioned, who's not making money hand over fist to play the sport. They're basically playing for a scholarship. They're not getting paid. And especially when the campuses are shutting down so they can't even go to class, you're forcing them to travel the country, in a lot of cases commercially, where we know it's one of the highest risk spots to be in to contract the virus, and then play in arenas so that they cannot lose money. You're putting their lives on the line so that you can benefit as an organization. You are an idiot.
Yeah, because I just feel like you would think that some of these leagues, have made enough money in the past to where, you know, you put some of this aside for emergencies. Like, you're supposed to be able to take a hit every now and then if you're a business, right? Aren't you ultimately just one big, massive, multi-million, multi-billion dollar business? You're trying to tell me over all the years of March Madness and NCAA tournaments, you haven't saved enough money to take this hit? Like,
well, it's not like the NCAA tournament and March Madness is never going to happen again either, right?
Right.
You take a hit for 1 year, it's like playing the stock market.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're going to take some hits, you're going to have some highs, you're going to have some lows, but we know the one thing is for sure, one of the surest things in sports is people are going to go crazy and attend and be dialed into the March Madness every single year that it happens.
Yeah, I don't see why it's that big. I mean, look, it's going to hurt, but you should be able to go through this speed bump. It's not like it's a struggling sport. You know what I mean? It's not like it's a small program that could potentially go out and maybe you know what? Maybe some of these smaller sport programs and some of these smaller schools won't be able to handle this hit, but at the end of the day, this is the NCAA basketball tournament. You should have been able to.
This is the biggest moneymaker for the NCAA. But guess what? It's not going away. And even in this case, you could suspend it. You don't think that CBS and TNT and all their affiliate networks that carry the games are going to go, you know what? When you guys pick it back up, even if it's in the summer, we're out. No, they're going to be all over it. That's just something that I don't think he's considering. You know what? He got the job April 27, 2010. Assumed the job and started doing his duties on November the 1st, 2010. Let me know when you're starting to pack up your stuff and get the hell out because you don't know what you're doing. You got a leadership position. You're not a leader, Mark Emmert. You're pissing me off.
Yeah. Well, Kansas kind of took the matter in their own hands. I mean, if they're
gonna, I love that.
If they withdraw, I mean, what does that tell Mark Emmert? Like, I mean,
and other news, NFL not delaying start of league year for virus. Yeah. They don't have to because they don't get going until training camps start late July or August.
They're hoping
so they're buying
away.
Time. Yeah. Major League Baseball expected to suspend operations with Commissioner Rob Manfred. We're waiting for the official word. ESPN is breaking the fact that is expected, however, and that is the right move. So we can talk about that as well. The other thing I wanted to get to when we're talking about the NCAA is Charles Barkley was on this morning on Get Up. Said a lot of good things about this is the time when everybody needs to just step up and do the right thing in terms of for human beings. But he also said he thought it was the time and he thought he'd get in trouble for this, but that the people paying his salary, TNT and then CBS, because he's doing the NCAA tournament, they should still give the NCAA the $1 billion that is in the agreement for the television rights, and then they should cancel the tournament. I got news for you, brother. I love you to death, and a lot of the things you said are right, but one of the things that ain't happening is no organization, let alone CBS, no matter how much they're worth, is going to cough up a bill for nothing.
Nah, take care of the low level, like the low wage. Like all those people at the Toyota Center right now, like when they're ushers or they're security, they don't make a lot of money. And they need every single one of those. Take care of those people. Take care of the ushers and the low wage and the hourly wage people, because those are the people that are hurt. You're not hurting.
No, and the thing is not the president even said last night that they've got emergency funds that is going to be available for people that are worried about missing work time instead of being quarantined or doing the right thing or staying home if they feel sick. And that's one of the best things that came out of the president's news conference last night was the fact that he's allocated the funds. He's opened up the ability to tap into that resource so that people do the right thing. It's just about doing the right thing right now.
At this point, I mean, that's what happens when it's a situation where it doesn't matter what happens. You have to do the right thing. It's obviously a tough decision. It's obviously tough times. Do what you got to do, man. Conference. We got some breaking news.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you earlier. It was just breaking news from Nate. Said that Rice Athletics is canceling everything. And I think Conference USA as a whole is canceling all sporting activities moving forward.
And wise moves, right? Until we understand this whole thing better and what we're dealing with. Again, aside from Mark Emmert, the head of the NCAA, who's ever making the decision for the ACC, who was getting their teams on the floor ready to play their first game of the ACC tournament and was one of the only major tournaments still going on, before they finally canceled it because they didn't want to lose that revenue and ESPN was going to cover that game. You're idiots too. I mean, again, what's more important? Kids not making money, not getting paid, but playing so that you can and putting themselves in harm's way with a health risk, or doing the right thing and saying we're going to post, even if you say you're going to postpone it and you can get back to it so that you leave yourself an out, but don't don't do the wrong thing. Do the right thing proactively, and it's going to pay off way more in the long run.
I mean, you know what? At the end of the day, I feel like it's not really a panic because I feel like they're going to be – I mean, it kind of is, but they're going to be forced to make these – to withdraw and shut down a lot of things they don't want to shut down anyway. A lot of people are going to be forced into these decisions. A lot of these leagues, presidents, companies, they're going to be forced into making this decision anyway.
When a leader can't lead by making a decision, guess what? You get something like Kansas pulling out so they can make a decision for you. Yeah,
that's basically what happened to Mark Emmert. Like, yeah, legit.
No doubt about it. And, you know, now he hasn't said anything about canceling the tournament, but now all eyes are squarely on him because the number one team in the nation just said we're not
playing. Do you want to watch March Madness without Kansas in the tournament? I don't.
I mean, here's the thing. You'll watch if there's sports on because you may damn well be bunkered down, hunkered down in your house.
Yeah, I see. But honestly, when I want the best, the number one ranked team in the tournament. That's how I feel.
Unless there's a safe solution, I think more universities just follow suit. And then, again, you make the decision for Mark Emmert, and then cooler heads can prevail about maybe making another decision later on down the road. We're going to continue to roll on just a half hour into the show. Still 2.5 to go. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back half hour in Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll get you some of your calls. We're checking all the texts. We appreciate you guys participating as loyal suspects. Look, this is a big deal. And obviously the sports component makes it an even bigger deal because in a lot of ways, in a lot of cases, with a lot that we've been through, and look no farther than Houston Strong when the Astros just kind of represented the city and brought them out of just a really, really trying time in the World Series to say that sports is a distraction. It is a way for people to escape. And now sports is not going to be there for you. You can be sad about that for sure, but you can also be realistic in looking at this going, this is a big deal, right? And if you don't want to believe me from a sports perspective, how about the fact that Starbucks also came out as of this morning and said they are reevaluating everything. They're thinking about limiting how many, if any, people can congregate inside their locations. They're thinking about shutting down temporarily some of the other ones that only have inside accessibility for coffee. And they're saying it may be to the point where you can either only do an online order and or a drive-through order, or you will not be able to get your Starbucks.
Who gets the blame for paper lids and paper straws and all that other stuff? Is it Starbucks or is it California?
Because I think it started in California, yeah. Then Starbucks.
Because I had it in Vegas.
Swept the nation with it.
Did not feel sanitary at all. At all. It might be good for the environment, but I feel like it absorbed everything in those paper lids and paper straws when I had it. So I actually, I'm glad Starbucks. I wouldn't either. Same thing like if you're going to any ticket, for whatever reason, there's an event where you have to have a ticket and you go to the venue, I would not have a paper ticket. I wouldn't accept any paper tickets. I would just do everything strictly on the iPhone, scan the iPhone from a distance, make sure that person can go in. That's how I would do it. But apparently, I'm trying to get Twitter's kind of going crazy. I guess the NBA just announced something new, like an update as far as the suspension goes. It looks like it's a 30-day minimum, which they just told teams.
But again, you're okay. So
which is the same thing essentially.
Essentially, if you do what I said they should do, right? Just scrap the regular season. The 16 teams as of last night are in. Your playoffs aren't supposed to be scheduled to start until April 15th. Mark Cuban said as of last night and into this morning, teams were encouraged to stay together, to practice, because they've already been around each other.
Right.
So if that's all the case, you still don't lose anything if you pick it back up mid-April, even if you lose a couple of weeks. So instead of going to the third week in June, you go a little later, right? But there's a way for you to be able to make this work with little to no distraction. You lose a little revenue, but you're doing the right thing. So that's something to consider.
Yeah. I can't agree. I'm just trying to make sure I got the right the right tweet. But, I mean, look, at the end of the day, if it's a 30-day suspension, that pretty much puts them at where they need to be in terms of the regular season, right? It's gone anyway. You just hope that it gets eradicated come postseason. And that's I mean, that's the whole deal.
And here's the thing. You know, if you're on text message telling me stop yelling, I'm passionate about this. I'm making a point that other people are kind of treating this as it's like a passive thing that you should just, you know, go on with your day. No, it's serious stuff. And if you want me to stop yelling, well, then stop texting and start focusing on what needs to be focused on.
Yeah, I saw that text.
We've got calls that we want to get in with some of our loyals. Let's start with a man that disappeared for like weeks on end, months on end, and now has been making a daily appearance. White Magic, what's
White
up?
Magic.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I just wanted to ask a question about the whole coronavirus thing. Like, what do you think is smaller? The chances that the sports world gets back to its feet in about 6 weeks or Charlie Polillo's feet? I'll hang up on this.
I could just tell from his
tone. Coming, yeah.
Yesterday it was the Blitz.
Yeah.
Today it was poor Charlie Polillo.
Is he trying to be the new Oh You Might?
No, he's Ben. But then remember now.
Is he?
Yeah, he was here before.
Well, he got into it with AJ.
He didn't show up for the fight.
Oh yeah. That's
then
right.
Disappeared a little bit. Then we had him back for a little bit. Then he was good. He moved and came back. So now he had one bad day, and now he's getting back to his ways of. I think Clarence will probably be in the radar tomorrow.
Clarence is that when he takes his shots is different though. He's more. I don't know. He's not as aggressive, I feel like.
No, he's a little easier on Clarence than he would be on the Blitz, but that's just his mantra. Troy wants to get in here. He wants to talk about the March Madness element. Troy, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, I totally agree with everything you're saying about Mark. But if he doesn't suspend or move the tournament back, don't you feel at that point that it's a responsibility of each school to protect their athletes and just get out of it like Kansas did? At that point, it's not on him. It should be on each school for going on with the tournament and allowing their players to play. I'll hang up listening.
Oh, good call, Troy. And you're absolutely spot right on.
Decent point.
Yeah, and I mean, look, Duke is now kind of fallen in line right behind Kansas. They've used different wording to say essentially the same thing. They're suspending all of their basketball operations and everything else. So, you know, it's all semantics in the way you're going to word this. But to Troy's point, the more universities that get on board, if the number one team in the country is saying, you know, getting a banner and a potential ring doesn't mean a thing to us right now. The most important thing is humanity and staying safe. Then every university that possibly could participate in the tournament should be stepping up next going, we're with Kansas.
Yeah. And you know what? Kudos to Mark Cuban, too. Because he has a plan to play all the Dallas Arena
yes.
workers, and I think Tillman Fertitta should do the same thing and follow suit and take care of these lower wage people because those are the people that are hurting. It's not the NCAA, and I think Troy has a really good point because even though it is Mark Emmert and he's the commish and he's the one who runs everything on the NCAA, you know what I mean, that's still a big decision to make for several campuses as opposed to the head of one campus making a decision for one campus. But regardless, that's why you get paid the big bucks, Mark Emmert. I mean, that's the reason why everybody is depending on you to make a decision because that's you're in that position. So, I mean, but yeah, I mean, I feel like take precautions, take care of the lower wage people, do the best you can to not spread it, be educated, be, you know, if you feel like you've got symptoms, self-quarantine yourself. I really believe that, man, and go from there. Hopefully this passes sooner than later.
Yeah, and look, people are saying, well, God, 60 days, whatever it takes, that's what you have to digest right now. Whatever it takes, because the last thing you need is for this to linger on and to really start taking lives because it's serious. And someone said, they texted in and said, Joel, I'm not belittling the decision by Kansas. However, was this decision easier for them to make because of the investigations going on behind the scenes? No, because you know what? Whatever the final ruling for them is going to be somewhere down the line in the future. And whatever's been done will also probably, whether it's in retrospect, they come back and try and take the title or not, we know how that goes. We know that Reggie Bush won the Heisman. We know the teams that won the tournaments, when they won them, whether you know they got their banners taken away or otherwise. The bragging rights are still there. And I think, again, they're not thinking about anything other than the safety of their athletes and their students, and that's what the way they should be thinking, and nothing else.
Yeah, and we got a text. Fred was saying he's more worried about the economic blowback from this. What is your guy's opinion on that? I actually agree with him, but in order for you to continue to salvage what could potentially be a bigger economic blowback, is you have to work on keeping the virus from spreading as much as possible first. I mean, obviously, you work on the business aspect too, but I'm concerned for the economic blowback too. You don't think I want everything to thrive in the city of Houston? The rodeo is an entertaining event, obviously, and I wanted to go because of entertainment, but it's also very important to the city from an economic standpoint. So I did not want the rodeo to be canceled. It was just necessary.
But also in doing so, it sets them up to be able to get into insurance support for the fact that because of something like this with the proper insurance, they now have a reason why they can say, because from what I've heard, attendance was down. People were overly concerned about going and they weren't going because of the fact that this could be a bigger deal. Now, because it's canceled, they can. There's a way for them to bail themselves out.
Yeah.
Just like, again, I'm not into politics in any way, shape, or form like a lot of people are. But I will say this. Again, one of the things the president did last night was he said for these smaller businesses that might be facing literally either closing up shop or being able to persevere.
It will happen.
There will be loans available at very low interest rates so that they can possibly stay afloat until this thing passes.
That sounds great. I hope it actually works, because I'm telling you, there will be small businesses that go out. I'm telling you.
Not only that, just think about, like, because what Fred was saying when we left the studio last night when they were coming in, Fred Fowler, the biggest thing too is like the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 coming to Houston. The revenue that would have brought with it, from hotels to restaurants to all the different things,
would have been huge.
Would have been a huge shot in the arm for Houston. Huge. And that's everywhere that all these different regionals were taking place. So
I think we're all being hurt from the economic, from an economic standpoint. I really believe so.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We appreciate you guys participating and getting in on the show. We got much more coming up, so don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, I'll tell you what, with each passing minute, when you start having to think about what you hadn't really thought about yet in terms of how this coronavirus is affecting people, think about the fact that someone just texted in and said, I work at Domino's Pizza right now. And you think about the worries that people are going through. How about the worry about all the money I have to collect and touch on a daily basis, not to mention I'm bringing you food? My goodness.
I feel like that's on the owner. I mean, if he can, if he doesn't have the means or the ability, but I mean, it's 2020. There should be some form of digital payment. You know what I mean? How many places do you go now where you can just swipe your iPhone or your Android in front of the register? And I'm to his defense, to the company's defense, I don't do that. I used to do Apple Pay and I kind of canceled it, but at this point, like, I'm not touching you, dude. Like, I'm not that worried about it. I think I'm in a pretty good age when it comes down to your immune system and stuff like that. But, I mean, I'm not trying to...
Here's another interesting point.
Not be precautious about it.
We've talked about leagues, commissioners, sports organizations being proactive. State championship games are going to take place this weekend in Texas for boys basketball.
Regardless?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet. I haven't heard of any cancellations. I know in the state of Wisconsin that they are going, as of this morning, they tweeted out that the public school basketball tournaments for boys and girls are going to take place, with each team getting 150 tickets for their relatives and key people. So I think at a certain point, when you see the precedent being set by the NBA, by colleges, by conference tournaments, probably got to step up and do the same thing.
Yeah. I would imagine. I don't know where the city of Seattle is, but I heard some crazy news about them. They're essentially just...
So Seattle's limit is 200 congregating people in groups, 250 or less, or it's not going to be allowed. So the Mariners' first two home series, regardless of what MLB was going to do today, yesterday, the Mariners were going to move their first two home series. In California, it's 1,000 or less. So, therefore, the Dodgers, the Padres, all the California teams are in limbo trying to figure out what they were going to do. So, the league thankfully stepped in, it looks like, with Rob Manfred, and is going to say, look, we're just not going to do this right now. We're going to suspend MLB.
XFL is still playing that game.
Yeah.
The Wildcats and the Dragons.
See, they're getting hurt. They're hurt.
But they're just...
They're a brand new league.
Fans. So, they've already said no fans? Because I saw Charles James tweeting, screw all this virus. We're going to play.
I'm still waiting to hear about... back about this New York trip that I'm supposed to go on, but as far as the Dragons and that and the LA team, they're going to play with no fans.
Well, I mean, at the very minimum, I mean, that's the whole point, right? You minimize the amount of people, you know, you document every person that's in the stadium, right? What, like, for example, like you, you're employed by the...
All credentialed media.
By the Roughnecks, that, right? Yeah. Okay, we know Tyler's in there. We know the play-by-play voice is in there. We know the color commentator's in there. We know that the staff, we know the medical staff is going to be in there. Document all those people and then keep them together in one spot. It sounds bad, but I think it's the way. You can only control what you know, what you know is in the stadium. You can't control 18,000 fans roaming using all different types of bathrooms throughout the venue. You can't control that. It's more difficult to control than knowing who's on the floor at all times. Knowing it's just the team, staff members, players, coaches, and that's it. I mean, I would feel more safe going to work, Tyler, knowing that the fans are not there, and at least I know who's working with me at the very minimum. I would feel more comfortable at the very minimum.
They're making us fly commercial.
Hey.
So, like, they're not letting us fly with a team. I think me, Nate, and John are on the plane, and then I think some of the video guys, like... not essentially with a team.
Are you worried?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of worried that it's going to get canceled. But so far, I don't know.
So here's the thing, too. We always try to give you guys as much as we can as well, give to the suspects. I was trying to get Dr. Jim Muntz, a good friend of mine, on the show today. He is the internal medicine doctor for the Texans, for the Rockets, for so many athletes. And he is so tied up right now in meetings trying to work with people to make sure that they know, you know, from a medical, all the medical professionals trying to deal with this. But he was gracious enough to send me some of the slides and some of the notes that they're dealing with right now so that people can understand the virus a little bit more.
Yeah.
And some of the knowns, he said, person-to-person spread of the virus is done through droplets, sweat, obviously bodily fluids, not airborne. It's a 2 to 14 day incubation period. 90% of the people that have it have a fever. The mortalities that people are worrying about, because one of the number one questions everybody's getting is, if I get it, am I going to die? And mortality is associated with age and underlying other issues. That's why it's mostly associated with the elderly and the infants in society. It says 2 to 9 days environmental survival. Susceptible to common disinfectants. So those are the kind of the things that they know. Unknowns. They don't know the true number of cases because people aren't coming forward. And a lot of people are just self-quarantining, thinking that they can do whatever they need to do and they're going to get over this. They don't know if the ease of transmission as it compares to other viruses, because people are saying the swine flu and other things and all the people that died, they don't know. So they can't do a comparison and say, what this is as opposed to what we've been through. They don't know specific treatments because they're still trying to get all the information medically. So they don't know about vertical transmission. And they don't know how contagious before you get the actual symptoms. So can you spread it before you start coughing, sore throat, shortness of breath?
Some people don't necessarily show their symptoms early. And other people show their symptoms faster.
Yeah.
Than others.
I mean, they're still trying to get all the information and really get their arms around this thing. So people need to be aware of all that. That's why it is so serious.
There's a gentleman that I spoke to earlier today before the show. I was attempting to get him on. We don't know if we'll have him. We might pre-record an interview with him tomorrow, but the problem was the delay with him being all the way in Madrid. Now, his name is Dr. Yel Tung Chin. He is officially diagnosed with the coronavirus. He got infected by treating a patient in a hospital in Madrid, and he's documenting the symptoms and his experience with the coronavirus on Twitter. And if you want to give him a follow, at Yel Tung, Yaletung, at Yel Tung is his Twitter handle. And he is literally being inquired by everybody. As a matter of fact, I followed him on Twitter about an hour and a half ago, and he had 17,000 followers. It's been an hour and a half. He already has 19.6 thousand followers on Twitter right now. And this is just stemming from an hour and a half ago. I think it's a good follow. I think it adds perspective. And if we can record something with him tomorrow before the show, we might have an interview with him. He's right now on day four of having the coronavirus, going into day five. So we might have him. And there's a bit of a time difference too. So right now it's like seven or 8 o'clock at night in Madrid, but he's documenting everything. He's literally putting up, he's listing all his symptoms and stuff like that. So I think that might be a good educational tool, because he talks about some of the things that could be affected, like your lungs, the cough, chest pain, shortness of breath, stuff like that. So I would encourage you to give him a follow. We'll try to get him on the show tomorrow.
Definitely. So that's something else we've been working on. Dr. Jim Munt, as I said, he's given me whatever he can. He felt very, he was upset.
He can keep updating you and give you updates, right?
Yeah, he's in the middle of these meetings right now. He said, he said droplets. I'm assuming droplets means bodily fluids. I don't know if, someone else texted.
So it's not fat. Is that would that be? And we can update this later, because I heard it wasn't just droplets, it's fat as well. So it could be both potentially, where it can be transmitted through.
Yeah, I assume so, because under the knowns, person to person spread through droplets. So whatever that means, take that for what it's worth. But we'll get you more information as we can throughout the show. Plenty more to get to. And again, if you want to join us like you've been doing, the HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. If you want to text or call. You can also reach us via Twitter, and we'll be back with the second hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.